constraint today. So the tape recorder is on.
Okay. So welcome to the Thursday, April 18, Public Arts Committee meeting. And as we call this meeting to order, I would like for us to be able to accomplish our work in an hour and a half, and so that we all stay bright and everything, and keep on task. Pardon?
I was hoping for an hour.
Yeah, well, maybe we can
do our
things in an hour, but I'm just setting that intention, please. You know, and I know we have a number of things to discuss, as we do every time, and so on. But I want to welcome one of our new members to our public art committee, Judy Mayhew.
Hi, Judy.
Thanks,
welcome.
You guys so much.
Welcome. We are so glad about
Thanks
your
very
interest.
Much. Really
welcome,
excited.
Karen. So I thought what we would do is, you know, introduce ourselves again. You may or may not have remembered from last time because, of course, you know, you were interviewing and this and that.
Nervous.
Yeah.
Or you could just quiz her and have her tell who we are.
Yikes.
One thing about it.
So anyway, I thought we would just do that quickly, and then we want to hear, because I know that you're involved bouncing back and forth in several meetings today. What's your big agenda today?
Here, I'm so excited, and I just really appreciate that you guys, you know, giving me a chance, because I'm just very excited to do this and be a part of this. So, and then I have some training that I'm supposed to be at, but it's supposed to start at 9, but I said, this is more important. it'll be the fluff part, I figure, in the beginning.
Yeah.
It's a customer service training, and I thought, we'll just do the fluff at first, and I'll get there for the middle of it, so that's
uh-huh.
fine. So,
uh-huh.
yeah.
Okay,
thanks
good,
again.
Good.
I really appreciate it.
Right.
So.
And say again your position.
I'm
the
recreation superintendent for the city of,
yeah.
of almost said Unalaska, for Newport, but over there at the rec center, I run that. So
you do run the rec center.
I do.
Whole.
Yep.
Okay. Right. That's a big, that's a big tall order. And
it's
lots
big
of
enough for me. That's
uh-huh,
for sure.
Right. So why don't we just go around and say our names again for Judy, and maybe one key thing about us or where we work or whatever. So you want to start.
Sue Valentine, I'm an artist, designer, and teacher.
Great. Mm-hmm.
And Weimer Rogers, I'm retired from the library.
And Jim Prochiva always speaks very highly of you.
Well, he's a good friend, and I think highly of him.
Good. Good to know.
So where do you teach?
Well, I've been teaching 25 years college level, colleges, universities between California and Oregon. My last public, I was at Oregon Coast Community College for 4 years.
Okay.
Now I teach my own workshops here.
Oh, okay.
Right. I'm involved now with the Corvallis Art Center and the Samaritan Arts Care Program. I'll be teaching part-time for Samaritan. And,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good. Good.
Yeah. Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
Well, I'm Karen Murphy, and I was part of the beginning of Arts Care.
Okay.
When I worked at the hospital, I worked at the hospital as a social worker for 18 years. But what I'm doing here is that, you know, I love art, I love artists, and I was looking for something new to put my energies towards. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool.
So yeah. I picked you, and you picked me.
That's right. Just look at this.
Great.
And then I'm Catherine Rickbone. I hang out over at the performing arts.
Just hang.
Thing.
Yeah, just
hang
back.
And but speaking of arts and healthcare and so on, you know that the Oregon Coast Council for the Arts has been active in that also.
Jan.
You know, through Jan Eastman and some of our things. So,
yeah.
So does that help you to get to know us a little bit? Oh, and well, here you want to introduce. I'm sorry, introduce yourself.
I'm Peggy.
Okay.
I am a recovering Arts Council director.
Now that I didn't realize.
Oh.
That's good.
And there's Jim Goldberg. He's our city manager.
And there's Jim Goldberg,
Jim,
city manager. Hello to you and everything.
Can I make one comment on the Arts Committee? Because this came up from a comment from somebody about the percent for art and how we make
Carla,
sure
yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Okay. Derek will make sure that there's a note on the building application. Were you aware of that?
Yeah, and I talked to Derek about that this morning, and he had hoped to have it ready today for this committee's look, but it's not quite ready, so we'll bring it to the next meeting.
Okay.
But it definitely will be included with any building permit application that comes out.
I just want to make sure you were aware of that.
Yeah.
Could I ask a question about that since you're here?
Yeah.
How much weight does that carry, a note on the building application?
It's all voluntary.
Yeah. Okay. We can't force private developers. I mean, there's nothing in our ordinance that provides a mechanism to mandate that.
So, okay, so it encourages them.
Yeah, and makes them aware.
So if it's all volunteer, we can go back. We can retro. We can call some of the people who've recently asked for building permits and say, hey, you know, this wasn't on the original, but if you're interested, you could include this in your budget. Yes?
I'll talk with Derek about that.
Yeah, that's a good point, Karen, whether anything can be retroactive, and, you know, it may or may not. But
our primary focus is to make sure that public buildings and public expansions carry this, right?
Yes, and we'll talk about that.
And there is some leverage there.
Yeah.
Well, that's mandated. In fact, when we get to that point on the agenda, we'll give you a little update about where it will apply, and it will apply in the remodel of the PAC.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, that's very sensible.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you,
Jim. Appreciate that.
Yes.
Okay. So moving on our agenda, and Wyma, thank you for that question to Jim on that. Citywide public art inventory update. There were some people last time who volunteered.
Sally and I.
Uh-huh.
Sally has unvolunteered herself because of the Paper Arts Festival. She and I talked a bit. So we haven't done much.
Okay.
Would it be helpful if I put together an inventory template or something for you to use when you're doing
I think
your
it would
inventory?
Be. She said that she had that she could put together, but she hasn't done it yet. So, yes, it would be helpful to me. And if someone else would like to work with me on this, I'd welcome that.
Right, so, yeah, because if Sally isn't able to going forward, why?
Well, for a while, I think, you know, that's the case.
So is it just determining what's already exists in city facilities? Or
in terms of public art.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the whole city.
Inside and outside.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a big undertaking.
It is.
And so
later on, we'll do a little bit of it.
Right now I'm doing Surviving the Thriving with Rebecca at the hospital, and I have some other things. The fashion show. So I'm jammed till May 15th.
Okay.
But after that...
Are you in the show?
Am I a model?
Uh-huh.
No, I'm a supporter.
Oh.
No, I move through the crowd. And
here comes Sally.
Hi, Sally.
Hi, Sally.
Sally, I just got you off the citywide public art inventory for a while. So.
Oh, good. Thank you.
And we said you'd help.
I'm not exactly sure how... far and wide, but I can, you know, do some of the, at least our building and some of
my guess is that all of us will work out at some point. Because it is a big thing.
Yeah.
Catherine, the PAC, is that considered one of these public buildings?
It is.
And do you guys have an inventory of the art that's there?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But that is... again, the term of public art or whatever, it's hanging publicly. It's not publicly owned.
Different.
It is owned by the Oregon Coast Council for the Arts.
But you're a public entity. So it is.
Well, the building, the Performing Arts Center, is public.
My understanding of this inventory was that it would include not only art that is owned publicly, like what we have in our building here, but also that's visible to the public, but privately owned, just so that we could have a list of it.
Right. I think it's okay to have some distinctions, but we just want to know what's out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think about the PAC as a city building or, you know,
It is.
It is a city building.
Okay, it is a city.
So we'll have to have a distinction between, you know, owned by or, you know, owned
just
publicly or private.
Even
public or private, but I think everything should be included
if
it's in a public space, either in or out.
And are we going to take photos of each piece?
Yes. Well, we had started visiting about what we wanted in the list of information.
I've got that list right here.
So that would be a good to have a form.
Here we go.
A template.
Yeah.
Kind of thing like you were saying. So
right.
That we can just go, okay, this one is blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Okay. A picture to go with it.
So what it's going to include is a photo of the art.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The location information, the medium, a brief description of the piece, when the art was created, the condition of the art, recommendations, if any, regarding the piece, the name of the artist, and dimensions of the art.
Mm-hmm. So and maybe add ownership.
Yeah, and, you know,
okay.
We may, as this progresses, find other categories that we need to list.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And title of the art, if it has a title.
Good idea. I'll add those. Mm-hmm. I'll develop a little template
that
if you want.
That would be great.
Thank you. Yeah.
And it'll be in Excel so we can use it on our computers.
And did you say address and location?
Yes.
Did you say that? Okay.
I'll do it so that you can use it on your computer somehow.
Doesn't have to be Excel, but
no, it'll probably be a Word document, and it'll be a form, and I can email
okay.
it to you.
Word would be fine.
An Excel
too.
File would be a better choice, though, because it's sortable.
Easier to populate.
I think when you do the inventory, you want to write it down, and then you put the details into the Excel.
And then enter it into a database
or
something.
Mm-hmm. So the template you're referencing is kind of more of a worksheet?
Actually, I think I offered to supply a database.
You did, but that's okay. You're off the hook.
Right.
You're off the hook at this for a while.
Right, because I think we have one that's already all set up to accommodate this somewhat. It was a few more fields added.
So this is for a handwritten document
that
we can start.
But when you're out in the field.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
What about if a private residence has a really interesting sculpture or piece of art in their yard that's public? What about that?
We talked about noting
we'd probably add that. I think we just want to start with the public and then...
Yeah, I think we want to start with the low-hanging fruit, the really obvious things everywhere.
Right.
Okay. Like, for example, there's a nice sculpture in front of the rec center.
Right.
The boy and the girl play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's also another one over at Literacy Park or two.
Same mm-hmm.
There's some in the library. Mm-hmm. There are murals on private buildings down on the bayfront. Mm-hmm. There's a piece of a tsunami dock down in South Beach.
And some murals that you can only see.
Little rises of humor there.
So let's wait and see if that dude who is usually here, but he's
Parker.
Not today. Yeah, if he gets the mural thing going.
Oh, yeah. We won't start with that.
Let's not do that.
He might work on it.
There was a brochure at the Corvallis Art Center called Art in the Alleys. And so it's about public art. I guess there's a walk. I'll find out more about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks, and bring us a copy.
Okay, we'll do that.
If it's available.
Okay.
That's fun.
But Karen, that's a good point. Maybe we'll please reflect that in the minutes, that we'll start with all of the other kinds of art.
Just roughly
media
sculpture
first.
And paintings.
And because there's plenty of that to start to photograph and inventory before we would get to the murals.
We'll start with the outside stuff.
And
hope that the buildings have their own inventories.
Mm-hmm. But
I'll have that form next time. How does that sound?
Okay, that's good.
Thank you.
Okay,
and then that will give us some kind of template when we're
starting
out and
point.
Working, right? Mm-hmm. And then maybe at the next meeting we can look at this, whatever, and then make some
Divvy
assignments,
up some spaces,
make some assignments of you go to this area and
I'll
so
take
on.
Eddieville.
Well, this is perfect timing because if we bring the template to the May meeting, then by the time you start using it, we will be out of the rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Start
more fun.
Outdoors, like she said.
Yeah.
Okay. Template to May meeting. Thank you for doing that. And speaking of templates,
yes.
At our last meeting, we were saying that we asked Peggy to work up a template of endorsement of proposals.
She did it.
And this committee has been receiving a variety of proposals, and they've been all different and varied. Well, that's the same thing. But, you know, and it's what we need some guidance of how that we can proceed. So, Peggy, do you want to kind of take us through this and what your thoughts were? And
well, I will. And I did a little bit of research. I didn't just pull this out of my behind. But I looked at what other communities do when they receive requests for endorsements of public art. And I thought about what we have heard in terms of when we get the proposals, or when we have been getting the proposals, we're not really getting enough information to decide whether it should even be endorsed. We don't even half the time know what they're really talking about, and I think sometimes neither do they. And so I felt like in developing this, this would make it clear to the person requesting an endorsement that we need this information and they need it before they can even figure out what they're up to. But please feel free to, we'll talk about every question because there are only
right.
eight.
Okay.
And then feel free to make any changes. I have a very thick skin. If you think the whole thing should be tossed and we start over, I'm good with that too. So
thank you for making it large type.
Well, I was just at a policy writing class and they said, always use 12 point sans serif. So here you go.
From.
Easy to read.
So the first question that we would ask people would be to provide us a description of the materials comprising the artwork, its approximate dimensions, weight, finish, color, and any special treatments, coatings, or protective coatings applied to the artwork. The reason I thought we should do that is because some of the people who've been requesting endorsements don't have a clue really what they are asking us for. So that would be
that they just have an idea and
right.
Ooh,
and
what about
not
like
very
a
specific?
I don't know what to call it, like a model or a mock-up or something. I mean, some kind, because if we go through all this, but it's still
unclear,
really ugly piece. I mean, without having any idea, we've got all this information, but do they have any of their back work or something that you can see?
Oh,
or
it may be
or
coming up.
Something.
A little
is that included
model?
In here?
I'm just trying to look at it.
Okay.
I don't think it is included, and I think that's a really good suggestion because
unless they're a known quantity.
Yeah.
Well, that's what was so alarming to me at that meeting where we had the surprise guest that wanted to put the tsunami information right there at, you know, a key place on the bayfront. And to me, tsunami information could be very scary. And anyway, I just was very concerned about what he did show us and that it was going to happen. And so I think that's a great idea, an actual small-scale prototype, you know, photographic mock-up. It can be done on a computer, but it's nice to...
Didn't he?
Well, they had a visual. It's something they'd mocked up on the computer, but...
Mm-hmm. It was
right.
It was enough to tell you what
it was enough to alarm you.
Yeah, and I think that's good.
Well, and there are certain locations that would be more appropriate for something like that,
yeah,
I think. You know, on the bayfront, families are there, you're having a good time, and oh my God, you see a tsunami thing, it could really scare a child, I would say. I mean, maybe near the Coast Guard station or at a lighthouse. To me, there's a place for it.
So what
way to do it.
What I think I heard you say is
there
that
is, yeah.
We need to add a question or a request for either a small-scale prototype of the proposed work or samples of past work.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'll add that.
Yeah.
That is very reasonable.
I wouldn't base it on only what they've done before, because this could be something completely different and they don't know how to handle it.
Right.
Well,
and
we can always,
if
we have a question, I mean, if it's questionable, if we as a committee can't translate the artist's words into a vision, then I think it's completely reasonable to say, go back to your drawing board and bring us something more tangible.
Well, exactly, because if it's their vision, you know, they've got to get that in their mind first.
Right. And, and I'm thinking about working with Rick, not that I did anything, but when he was doing the polls for the Smithsonian, he didn't know how they were going to end up. I mean, what they drew and sent to the Smithsonian is not what the Smithsonian got at all. So it's a process. The art, the creation is a process, and things change.
And before we go any further, I'd like to be really clear on what this document is and what our responsibility is at all to even endorse anybody who comes to this group and wants an endorsement.
You don't have to endorse anybody. I think the reason that this whole discussion evolved was that so many people, excuse me, have been coming and asking for endorsements of projects, and they didn't have adequate information, so there would be no way you could endorse anything. But you can't, I mean, this committee doesn't have the ability to say, yes, go for it. We want you to put that on public property, because the city council is going to be the ultimate approver of that.
Right. But we do
and
offer endorsement.
Is this just for people seeking to place artwork on city property, or is it like Parker here didn't even know where this his mural might go.
Right.
But he was just wanting an endorsement so that he could say that the Newport Public Art Committee said his idea was a good idea when he wrote a grant. And I don't know if that's really what we're here for.
Well, and we told him last time that, you know, we...
Right, but I just want to know, what are we doing
okay,
here?
Well, okay, Sally,
really
I think that's
on
a good question. And what this group decided last time is that we needed some guidance. First of all, when people come to us with ideas, we have to have the correct type of information before we can even start to think about something, because ultimately what we are doing is we do our homework. As I see this committee, we do our homework with someone who has an idea. And based on the information that we know, then we make the recommendation to City Council. But we are in the position of doing the homework before we can make a recommendation. And this is what provides the information that helps us so that we can, we hope, make a recommendation to City Council in a good manner. Does that make sense?
That totally makes sense, but that's not exactly what I thought this was for. I thought this was for people who were just wanting an endorsement from this committee.
Right. No,
but that is what it says.
Well, are we going to then, the Public Art Committee is not going to endorse someone's project. We're going to recommend to City Council that they endorse it?
Not necessarily. What I think what brought this up was when Parker was coming.
Oh, yeah, I know what brought it up. I've been talking
about it. But how could you even possibly endorse a project when you don't really know what it is?
It's not really described in the font. And I actually look at this and I think this is quite a daunting document, and this is going to stop a lot of that.
That's cool.
Well, we haven't even been through it yet. I mean, I haven't even read all of the questions yet.
Right. Well, I'd like to make a comment. I want to remind us that as a committee, we're at the beginning, and we're going to have to, in the process of our experience, figure out these questions.
So I guess that's why I'm posing that at this point.
Right, but and so what I'm my response to you, Sally, is that we who knows? You know, we'll have to wait till people come, and we'll say we'll as a committee discuss whether it's appropriate for us to do X, Y, Z. What will be the implications for the future for people marching through our doors with their requests for X, Y, Z? You know, I mean, we don't know. I certainly don't want to close off any interaction with the public. I want the public to know about us. I want them to see us as welcoming, shaping. I see us as shaping. We have the ability to shape in a very tangible way what things look like here.
That's right.
And so I don't want to to, and perhaps this is daunting, and if it is, then, you know, we may want to change that, or we may want to leave it, but I want to make sure that we are open to all comers until we start, you know, saying, this isn't going to work like this, and the next time we'll do it like that.
That's, I think what we need to do first is just to go is to go through this.
Yeah,
I mean, I haven't even read the questions yet. Okay. So, Peggy, would you go ahead and proceed? Because well, we had asked you as a committee to do this.
Right.
And so
I think that the question one, basically, like if we had asked Parker this, he would have had to give us a little bit more information. I mean, his information, his project would have had to have been better defined, I guess, even in his own mind. Mm-hmm. The second thing is,
where?
I think you want to know where they're planning mm-hmm. to do it.
Right, sure.
And even if it's on private property, if they're coming here and asking you to endorse something for grant writing purposes, perhaps, you need to know what you're sure. endorsing.
Mm-hmm. And at that point, too, should they find out if it's private or...
There's another question,
okay, sure.
Question 8, and, you know, I might rearrange those.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Because mm-hmm. question 8 says, do you have the consent of any property owner approving the siting of the work? And if so, what are the terms of consent?
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, you don't want to just have somebody come in here and say, oh, yeah, we do.
Yes,
exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think it could follow, too.
I do, too.
So let's go ahead through these.
So the third question is to describe the method for mounting or displaying the artwork with a description of the materials and appearance of the base, fixtures, or other physical features used to display the artwork, if visible. And perhaps that should go as question two because it more logically follows question one.
Mm-hmm.
But is your project well developed?
Mm-hmm. Have you thought about these things?
Right.
Because yeah. I mean, we will.
Yes.
That's right.
We'll want to know.
Right. And then we'll be asking these questions mm-hmm. of people. Mm-hmm. Anyway, excuse me, Peggy. Go ahead.
Okay. And so the next question, which probably could go somewhere else, is what is the anticipated life of the artwork? I think you need to have mm-hmm. that. And then the next one is, how might the artwork change appearance over time? Because I suppose if you had something that you knew was going to become hideously ugly in a year, you would want to know that. And
that is really, really important because right now, a particular wooden sculpture at the Performing Arts Center really needs coating work. It is getting weathered.
The door?
No, it's a piece of sculpture at the Performing Arts Center, right outside the lobby. It's outside, and you know, and I'm talking with the artist about that and so on because it's getting very weathered and things are starting to crack. Mm. And so, you know, the idea for someone who has a proposal to think in terms of over some time.
And maintenance.
You know, because yes. it might help them to think about maybe a different material that mm-hmm. they might use, you mm-hmm. see. I see these as helpful mm-hmm. questions
oh, yes. mm-hmm.
for candidates. But excuse me, we'll have one. We're getting
okay, so then the next question has to do with maintenance, but all of them are designed to sort of flesh out the project. Oh, but one of the key components of question 6 is the cost of maintenance and
right.
how the maintenance will be financed. Because good. If they're coming and requesting city funding, we need to know that from the get-go.
Right.
And then question 7 is just furthers question 6, which describe any proposed assistance sought from the city or any other public agencies in connection with the maintenance, siting, installation, development.
Yeah.
For example, mm-hmm. If ultimately that log is hauled off the beach by Frank's house and there is an expectation that it was going to be sited on city property, we need to know that.
Right. I think we also need to know if the expectation is that it's sited on some other public property.
Right.
That they intend to maintain it.
Yeah, no.
And understand the cost.
Exactly.
Right.
And so then question 8 was the question that
yeah.
we moved with, mm-hmm. do you have consent? I don't know if there are other questions that you think we should add or questions that you think we should delete. I mean, we have added the request that they provide a small-scale prototype or
drawing or something.
Yeah, or photo or examples of past work, because even though it might be a different sort of work, I think you can get an idea from their past work.
Examples of materials and swatches of the actual, like there's swatches of materials or the type of wood. And then perhaps when it comes down to it, somebody needing to sign off on that they will be responsible for the maintenance.
Right.
Some kind of agreement in the beginning, like you said, you have to know from the start, so.
I mean, I when I was working on this, I saw a lot of questions in other city samples that I thought were more heavy-handed, and I agree with Sally that this could, to an artist, be rather daunting. What do you think?
But no, it has to be addressed. It's simple materials and maintenance, because the whole idea is something that's going to enhance the community, and if 2 years from now it's going to need $1,000 thrown into it or something.
And I think if the project changes over time, as most of them do, and I'm thinking about your example from Rick's polls, if that changed to horizontal or something, then he would obviously discuss that with the
There were communications back and forth throughout the process.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And that should be. I mean, things do change, and if it's just that it's a smiling face instead of a frowning one or whatever, you know, I mean, it has to be important enough to relay, to discuss.
This is good. As artists, those of you out there, what would be daunting, to use your word, about these questions? What do you think is difficult about these questions? Is there something
I was really referring to this more as in reference to what we've already seen come to us and ask for.
Right.
You know, that they are totally not prepared to.
Right, how sketchy.
They would have to do a lot of work to fill this sheet out.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's the reason.
That's what these people need to do.
But they need to know all these things, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. They should have already known these things before they came to a committee like this.
Mm-hmm. But they didn't know that. And this helps them to understand.
Mm-hmm. It does. It's helpful to for them to think along these lines. You know, and it could be that this particular document, when we decide on it, maybe something here on the preface of the sheet, you know, in an effort to help you articulate your project to the Public Arts Committee, you know, please fill out these questions. I mean, it can be open and friendly. I know there's many a times when I'm, making some proposal, an RFP has gone out, and I'm making some proposal to do a workshop or do something or other, and you can perhaps speak to this, and you as well. The questions that are asked, mm-hmm. you know, help me to think more about, oh, yeah, well, how would I do that workshop, or, you know, what would the outcomes be, and, you know, so it's
work
helpful.
You would have to do anyway. It's just that you're asking it up front.
Well, I also think if we're going to endorse something and bring this to the council, it's going to lend a lot of weight to our recommendation. The council's going to look at us a little more seriously, like, oh, these guys are looking at things, and, you know, they're perhaps more apt to go with it if we've endorsed it because of this background. So
that's excellent, Judy, because what this is a due diligence document for this committee, you know, as well as the artist thing. But
and as we use it, it will need to change.
Right.
We'll
it's a work in progress.
How to change
it. All of a sudden go, whoops, we should.
And also, this is nothing compared to what the contract would be if we commissioned a work.
Oh, no.
Be extremely detailed and, mm-hmm. you know.
I mean, it would look something like the contracts we have for facilities grant money.
Yes.
Like we're giving to OMSI and we're giving to the Sea Lion Docks people. Those are 20-page agreements.
Right. And you have copies of those agreements that we used for the art that was commissioned here.
I hope so.
Were you before you invented every?
Oh, really? You mean when you were working here?
Yeah, when I was working at the library.
Well, then I have them because I, you sent them via email.
I think I sent everything. No, I think you got the originals, and we kept.
Well, I have a lot of information from there, but Cheryl was involved in that, so it could be there still in her files.
That's possible.
But anyway, this is a work in progress.
So are there, and Peggy, thank you on this. Let's discuss if there's anything else.
This last paragraph.
Okay, speak to that, Sally.
Well, it says, artists and or donors planning to place artwork on city-owned property will be required to execute a contract, which has been reviewed by... But before that happens, they would also have to have been accepted by the...
Recommended.
The Public Art Committee?
Right? Yeah. City Council?
Yeah.
So do we need to have to that there. In here, too? Mm-hmm.
Some information about the process.
So they know what happens after they fill this out.
And we're also not saying anything... Well, I guess we don't really have to say anything... about on private. I'm still getting really confused here, and I hope we're and when I'm listening to everybody, I'm feeling like we're not all on the same page here, because what you just said about things going to city council, I don't think that has anything to do with this.
This would be the first step, though. Yeah.
This would be the first step, but by endorsing this does not give the person or the group that we're endorsing any connection with city council until they would go to city council to ask for...
They won't go.
They'll go back
no,
through...
No, that's not no. correct.
That's going to come
if
forward.
If it's on private property, but if it's on private property, then what they're asking us for is an endorsement of their project.
Right. And I think... And
so
you're absolutely right.
I just want to be sure we're all on the same page on this.
But that last paragraph just, in my mind, says... If you're planning to place a piece of artwork on city-owned property, you will ultimately have to execute a contract which has been reviewed by the city manager and city attorney mm-hmm. and approved by the city council.
Mm-hmm.
But, and maybe I should simply take that out of there.
Oh, no, I think
it's No, I think right. that's good. I just wondered if we needed to add a little bit more about on private property. But
we
I guess we
can't
don't.
Really...
We can't really say anything about that.
Well... and I think that the form can stand as it is in the beginning anyway, and that it's going to change a little bit maybe for private property, but not much. You might want, as you suggested, more of an explanation here that it has to be endorsed by this committee before it goes to the, you know, and recommended, I guess, is the point. It's recommended to council. So that they see that.
And that's what I thought you were meaning, Sally, in this paragraph, that before it's reviewed by the city manager, city attorney, and whatever, that it has gone through the Public Art Committee. And that would be in this paragraph.
Yeah, I thought that's what you meant, too.
Well, that would help clarify that paragraph.
Okay. I think we're going to be dealing in some ambiguity for a while.
Because you really have to be approved by the city council before a contract happens. And this is saying be required to execute a contract which has been reviewed by the city manager and approved by the city council.
Mm-hmm.
But the project would actually have to be approved by the city council before a contract was ever drawn up.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I just like things to be really clear.
Okay.
And before it goes to city council, it comes to us.
And so, once again, is this a document that's asking us to endorse a project on private property, or is this a document that's asking us to endorse a project that someone's proposing to put on city property, or is it both?
I think it's a first step for both.
I agree with that. And I think...
And is that clear, then?
Well, I think we need to change the title.
Yes.
So I propose that we change it to request to Public Arts Committee, period. No endorsement.
Okay.
You know, it's simply somebody comes to Peggy and says, I want to meet with the Public Arts Committee, I have an idea, and she mm-hmm. hands them this piece of paper.
Mm-hmm.
You want to meet with them,
Yeah, oh, my dad died, I want to give you this piece of art. It's still for the city. I want you to hang it somewhere.
Right, right. So it's just a request to our committee. It could be any request to our committee. We may decide to refine that title in the future, but I think that that leaves it pretty much open until we see what is coming our way.
We need to start working with it and see where we need to change it, mm-hmm. but it would have been helpful in my mind if Parker had completed something like this. It would have given you all an idea whether it was something that you felt like you could endorse mm-hmm. via letter for his grant application.
Mm-hmm. I think also you brought up something which really, to me, says we need at some point a document that says these are the steps that you go through.
Yeah, that's right, my mind.
For public art. Exactly. And some of it is in our resolution, or maybe not the in the resolution, but not all of it. And that would have to be, in the beginning, just a sketch, because we don't know quite yet. But some of that's probably available from other art committees and other cities.
I'll bring something to the next meeting, some sort of simple document that, you know, lists the steps to get something in front of council.
Steps for public art, steps for private art.
And what about situations like
I was just thinking maybe we just need two of these forms. One of them is for endorsement of artwork on private property, and the other one is for endorsement of an idea for art on city property.
That's an interesting thought.
Well, it is, and particularly since we had thought that this was not going to be an endorsement form. We had just said that it was going to be a request.
I think I'd like to start with this and see how we need to change it, and if we need two documents, after even a month.
Because what we've been presented with is someone who'd like an endorsement. You know, they'd like us to say we're behind their idea.
You're talking about the tsunami.
I'm talking about Parker's project with the 4-H kids and his idea that he's got a 2-week program that he can put together, and they're going to learn all about murals, and then they're going to choose a topic, and then they're going to work with artists. But he didn't even know where it was going to be. But maybe it was going to be on city property. But no property, you know. It was all very vague for us, you know. But
well, I think that if because he has to tell us where here,
right.
that would...
It's going to require them to have it together.
Are we setting a precedence here, though, where anyone who wants to do a piece of artwork on private property has to be endorsed by us?
No.
We haven't said that.
And so then, do we have to ever endorse a project like Parker brought to us that was not necessarily on city property?
Okay.
Do we have to endorse it?
You don't have to.
Or is there...
He requested
it. Is there a reason for this committee to endorse a project like
that? I think there is, because sometimes I mean, you guys know this better than I, nonprofit. I mean, grant writing, it doesn't it help to have letters
you
of
have
support?
To. Yes. Yeah.
Right. Okay, so somebody may come to us with a fabulous idea, and we would want to support it. Mm-hmm. I don't want to... hear these
ideas.
Right.
And then that brings up, what if somebody comes to us with a really bad idea?
Then we say, thank you very much, good luck.
Okay, so
we have some authority over what we do.
Rather you not do that.
We'll have one. I mean,
it'll happen.
But then what Sally's bringing up too, private versus public, in public arts, there's that nebulous area of, like, the tsunami thing, that it was on private property, the undersea gardens, but it was horrifically public right there on the street of the bayfront.
Mm-hmm. So how would we even know about this if people didn't come to us? I mean, we're not going to be marching around with little badges going, what are you doing? I can see that, but I don't like it.
The art police.
The art police.
Oh, well, and that is
that I wish we could.
I'll give you a ticket book.
Karen, that is a really good question, and that is why that all elements of the city, as this is a new committee and moving forward, need to also be on board, because this is the way it was in Ashland when I served there.
Yes.
And so whether it's the finance committee, this person, that person, the public works, the street, the whatever it was, everyone knew about this. So whenever something might come up potentially to be done or thought about or whatever, people knew right away, oh, you need, your first step is to go to the Public Arts Committee.
It could be the Supreme Court of Art.
Do I get a robe?
Yeah.
I want a robe and a badge.
Well, what I was thinking was the Supreme Court, because we say, no, we're not going to deal
we're
with that.
We're not even going to hear
sending that back somewhere.
Viking helmets.
Yeah. Well, and I also think the more
the point
we get
is well taken. Right. Yeah. Is that, you know, again, we are. Is it naissant? We're beginning. We're at the very and so we get to shape it. We get to ponder mm-hmm. these very important questions about who we will entertain at this table and how we're going to proceed with our proceedings. And it's so exciting to be in the beginning of something. But getting the word out and talking, making sure that certainly anything. I mean, you're the arbiter of all details at this building, I'm sure, Peggy.
You are.
So if anything was coming through, you know, you would catch it, and pretty soon the other departments are going to know about us as well. But, you know, we'll work our way into the private sector, I'm sure.
And even the public sector, there are things that they won't bring to us that we will think of as art.
Right.
And it might be the style of the lights that go around the park, something like that. It's not the city, it's a district, but, that is art. And
right.
I think there will be lots of things that...
As we unfold.
We will, we'll mm-hmm. find coming to us or not coming to us and wishing they had. So you just have to start.
Mm-hmm. Well, Peggy, I want to thank you for researching.
You're welcome.
And, it that takes a lot of time, a lot of reading, talking to people on the phone. I think we have the bones of something really good here. And it's a great place to start. I appreciate your effort.
Thank you. I will revise it.
I would like to offer a couple of other questions or things for our consideration on this form. And I'd like to see how the rest of you feel about this. But, in some of the ones that we've been kind of exposed to so far, and some that I have in other cities, I don't know if asking the question, why do you want to do this project, is something that is valid for us to consider and for people to ponder themselves. So I'm just putting that out there. I mean, what is the motivation? Why do you want
that's
to,
a great question.
To do this project?
I have to input on that. When I taught design classes, whether it be a logo or whatever, even in fine arts they do this, I would propose to the students, I want you to write about what it is you want to communicate through this piece of art or design.
Mm-hmm.
And I want adjectives, and I want 10 adjectives. I want to know what you want to communicate, and let's talk about it. And again, this tsunami thing comes to mind, you know, they want to give you information, but if overall it comes out to be scary, I think that that's something to think about.
I think they were intending to be a little bit scary.
Well, so...
Because people need to know about this.
Well, sure.
It's an awareness.
But there's a place for that. So, yes, what it is that they want to communicate, you know, who, what, where, why,
well,
how,
we were asked the same question on the application form. Why do you want to serve on this committee?
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yes. Uh-huh.
So that's a fair question.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I think that's a good question.
Mm-hmm. What do you hope to gain?
Well,
what a great place to start, Newport.
What if we called this a request for endorsement?
I guess I'm a little worried about the word endorsement.
I'm happy with request.
We're using that because that's what we were asked for, though, was an endorsement.
Yeah, but...
Right, I know. Is it, people are looking for approval and an endorsement, and that's a lot of responsibility there.
Let's keep it general to begin with, and then we may need to change it to exactly that.
Well, they're going to define what they're asking us for in the course of this. You know, it could be an endorsement for, an XYZ, or it could be, I understand this to be the first step.
And what I, of course, see as a sensitive issue is, for instance, when the prototypes or photos start coming in, you know, I know for me it's hard to hold back on, like, oh, gosh, they could use, you know, completely different colors and typography. Oh, my God. So, you know, here, you know, we might have ideas on how to improve it, and that's, you know, that's stepping over the artist's boundaries and, of course, going to make them angry.
Right.
But then again, when it comes down to what do you want to communicate, for instance, in typography alone, you know, what they use on the tsunami information, how it looks, it can either be, you know, friendly and have a certain tone, or it could be like, oh my God, this is an emergency, get out.
Right.
So
I think you have the, I think you should have, and others should have the option to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not, but I don't think we would have the option to say, and you got to do it.
Yes, right. Of course, you know. Right. So there's, but I could just foresee that being a
helping them,
you know,
bringing it up.
Well, and right, but isn't that our purpose? Is to, I mean, that's why we've gathered the group we've gathered, so that we can get those opinions in, and you know,
a lot of people would never have thought about it, and so for Sue or any of the other artists at the table to bring up something like that and explain where they're coming from would be very helpful, I would think.
So going back, at least for the moment, on the title of our document, I'm hearing various things. Maybe for now, this is simply a request for Public Arts Committee consideration or something, and leaving out the word endorsement for right now, because that title implies
too much.
Something, right, that is...
More than
like we've given the okay.
Right, which may not be at this particular juncture of this process as it goes along. And so this is for Public Arts Committee Public Arts Committee information, maybe instead of the word consideration. Does any of that help?
Oh, I kind of liked consideration.
Whatever you want. It doesn't matter to me. I agree that endorsement should be removed. What I heard earlier was just leave it at request to Public Arts Committee, which is nice and general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Uh-huh. Request then, to Public Arts Committee.
Then if we aren't endorsing it, what are we doing?
Well, we'll make a decision based on what they're asking.
Well, I think
we'll figure that out from what we get.
And I kind of agree with Judy that maybe we should add a question in here. What is your request?
That's an excellent one.
What do you want from us?
What is your request?
What do you want from us?
Right.
Basically.
We could actually put that.
Why do you want to do this project, and or what do you want to communicate?
Uh-huh.
What is your request?
We could add that there are three lines at the very beginning, name of artist, type of artwork, title of artwork, and we could add, what are you requesting from the Public Arts Committee?
Yes, I think that's that.
Yeah,
because we need to kind of get an idea what they're up to.
Yes. Well, and some of them that we've heard so far, that they're so general and airy.
They don't even know what they're asking.
Yeah. And they don't know sometimes what they are either, because it might be this, it might be that. Well, I don't know.
And they don't know what we do either.
Right.
Any more than we do. Practically.
In some ways, I feel like, you know, sitting on the Porthole Players Board, sometimes people just come saying, I'd like to put on this play.
Yeah.
You know, help me figure it out.
Yeah.
Basically, that's what they're doing.
They're all excited and enthusiastic.
Yeah.
And they don't know what they want to do. Yeah.
They have no idea how to start.
They want some help.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think sometimes we're getting that.
So we could be giving guidance.
Come in.
Without
tell me
strings.
What to do with this idea.
Yeah.
Okay. And we may not do that, or we may. I don't know. But...
And people might just say, what I want to do is tell you about my project. Mm-hmm. I mean, it might be as simple as nothing, really. I mean, not asking the Public Arts Committee of anything, even though I suspect when someone comes, there will be a request for something at some point, mm-hmm. maybe not the mm-hmm. first time. But, okay, I'll add that. Anything else?
Would it make any sense to say on this form, would you like design input or not?
You know, I don't think we should do
that.
That's
tricky. Don't go there.
No,
don't go
think
there.
That's no, right, I don't think so, because I don't think we're in the position to offer that, really.
No, I agree. Uh-huh.
We might, as we go along, we might have some resources we could, you know, mm-hmm. information we could give them. If they need design help, they could go to this person or this school or this, but I do think that these things will sort of like start to fall in place as we go through this mm-hmm. process
like
here.
Okay.
And I think rather than, I mean, I agree with you, and I think because we might be able to say, well, look, if you're deciding to do this kind of a thing here, I'll let you know. This is where all this kind of people hang out, so they're going to be climbing all over, or something, you know, that we at least have some insight. But as far as telling them about the design, yeah, I don't know that I know I'm not qualified.
I think that's a risk. I think it's a risk.
Well, yeah, we have people who are qualified to do it, but they might not agree. So I think,
well, and we don't want to set somebody up from the beginning to think that we're the arbiter.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right. But we can set up a resource list. I guess that's really what I was.
Yeah.
I think that's
great.
A resource list that might list designers or contractors who do certain things.
Yeah, how do I get this done?
That's great.
Yeah.
On the images, the photograph of the image. It would be nice to request, you know, all four sides of the thing too, because that tsunami kiosk was a four-sided thing, and we were seeing one side of it. And then if there's a way to take a photo of the location where they want to have it, and, you know, the image,
it's good.
Super, you know, like, let's see it where it's supposed to go. I mean, they can do that with the computer, so we can look at scale, and does it then obstruct the view of something else that's important, or mm-hmm. just seeing it in
its
location.
Another thing that can happen, of course, is, first of all, I don't think we will be besieged by people using this, probably, but secondly, when we do develop this form, it doesn't mean that you can't ask other questions of somebody who has submitted
right.
it. In fact, I think it will promote other questions.
Right,
and
exactly.
I do too.
Yeah.
And they may have answers when they come to present, or they may not.
Right.
And it's, you know, that's what the conversation's about, to
right.
suss out those details.
Uh-huh. I don't think we would want to have the council's approval for the form, but
no,
no,
no, we don't need that.
But do we need to keep them informed of how we're doing it?
Well, what we can do is, I would say, let's
give
work
an
together
report.
For a little while and give an mm-hmm. annual report. I think
okay.
they would like that. And also, Sandy Rumagu is the council liaison to this committee. I don't know where she is this morning. Actually,
I thought she planned to be here.
I think she did, but she's working on some paintings because she's got a show to hang, I think, on the 30th, 29th.
Right, she's been posting
those. Yeah. Yeah. So she may be really busy, but I will make sure she's here next time. But one of the things that she does as council liaison is she reports to the
That's
council
right.
after these meetings what you've discussed.
Right.
So it's
okay.
always out there.
That's okay. good.
And I'll fill her in so she can make a report.
Okay,
okay.
great.
Thank you.
I'd be interested to get her input on these situations where it's public versus private, because if it is like that tsunami that's on private but it's very public, does the city council want to know about those projects intending to go in? Because they are borderline.
Well, that would be, I think, outside the purview of this committee.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
I mean, really, I'm not totally sure how Bob Ward got there that day and what caused him to go. It's
the city
not,
manager?
I think that's
we
what happened.
Him, he said.
That's what I think happened, but I don't really know why that would be, because I'm sorry that happened.
Well, Jim probably didn't understand what he was proposing.
Well, nobody really gets it yet because it's all so new.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll get it.
No, we're figuring it out.
So, good discussion here. Anything else about this form, at least in the way it is now? Anyone with anything else with questions or something we need to add or comments? So why don't we see it in its next iteration?
I'll bring it to the next meeting.
Uh-huh, and thank you, Peggy, on this. Some of these questions are really so good, so spot on, because, you know, it addresses things about location and maintenance and installation and upkeep and all of this sort of thing.
Lots of details.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Good things that have to be noodled out. And I agree with you, Judy, in that when we have this developed, and then when we do get to the point, we are recommending, you know, the Mickey Mouse sculpture to be such and such a place, etc. And we've done our homework, and because I know, having been to city council meetings, you know, first questions are, you know, well, who's going to pay for installation? Or who's going to pay for this?
Right.
How's that going to handle? I mean, you know, you've got, you know, practical questions that will be asked, and we have something that we can
answer
them. I really like the way number 6 starts to talk about the cost and maintenance and things like that, people who want to donate art don't think about.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Right. They think, well, I just want to donate this art. It's going to be free. You can just have it.
Exactly.
Oh, and did you have schedule in there, like just estimated schedule?
And I want to see it hanging.
No.
And then they get a little irritated when you start bringing up things like that. But it's free. I'm going to give it to you. You know.
Well, you just have to deal with them diplomatically, because sometimes often, at least at the library, when they came like that, it was after a death in the family, and they're dealing with an estate, and it's... Mm-hmm. It's a little touchy for them.
That is a good point, because people think, you know, well, gosh, I'm giving this and whatever, so they don't think. But hold for one moment, Wyman, your thing. Sure. You had another question that you wanted
I wrote it down.
Yeah,
I estimated project schedule.
Schedule of project.
That's
a
really
good one. Yeah. That's a good one.
That's
too.
Excellent.
Because if it's going to take 12 years,
uh-huh. or they need it next week.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, that was Parker's thing, was, you know, he needed to get right on that.
Exactly.
So it's good for us to know what the expectation is.
That is a good question, Karen. Thank you.
Good, good. Okay, yeah, why would you...
Just once we get this in a form that we're going to use, I think it would be good if the department heads had a copy of it, because some of them will be approached by people. And they can refer to us, but it might be nice if they say...
I'll bring it up at a department head meeting after this committee vets it again and approves it.
Thank you, Peggy.
Okay.
Good idea.
Good.
Wilma.
Yeah.
Okay, so... Great good work there as we continue to define ourselves.
Creating.
That's right.
You don't have to pull responses from us.
No. Well, you know, and one definition of the creative process is that it's chaotic.
Yes.
You know, that you're in chaos during the creative process, or so some people say. Okay, so moving along here, because we're getting short and... getting out of time here for this. So next on the agenda, if we could hold the free discussion for just one moment, so that we could go on with this percent for
Thank
the
you.
Arts
yes.
contribution, the PAC project or public donation, and so on. And Peggy, you had some update from
well, this is going to actually be our first opportunity to collect the percent for the arts, and that's on the PAC remodel.
Mm-hmm.
It's a $300,000 project. Is that it?
Well, what we're looking at, you know, the whole project, which goes on for 4 or 5 years, is anywhere from 3.7 to 4.2 million. But what we were determining is that some of the things that are being done at the Performing Arts Center are not tied to or structurally part of the building, and therefore would not be a percent for art candidate. But things like the acoustic system, the acoustical system that we are fundraising and will be asking for donations and grants and so on, is approximately a $300,000 portion, you know, because there are many steps in all of the PAC expansion and enhancement that will, various steps like the PA system we just finished. You know, that's something that can be taken out and moved and isn't part of the building, per se, whereas the acoustical system will be. And then when we get to putting more stalls in the women's restroom, that's, again, construction, and that'd be part of the percent for arts. When we expand the lobby, that's construction and part of the expansion, or, I mean, part of the percent for arts. So, you know,
you're just describing the way it will be collected, right?
Well, we're is it going to be collected piecemeal, or
yes,
are you waiting till the end of the entire project?
Well, one thing that's been, you know, been discussed that, you know, that we would do is to work on this as the pieces go along. And if this turns out to be financially possible, to me it would certainly, you know, help the Public Arts Committee to start to have some funds sooner rather than get our payment 4 or 5 years from now. So that's
okay.
Why I'm saying by steps. You know, we have the whole thing, but it's done in phases.
I see what you're saying.
That actually brings up another timing thing. If they're, like, for example, the pool, right, which is kind of the only new city building
that's on the horizon,
would the percent for art be given to the committee at the beginning of that project or at the end of it?
Probably at the end, because I don't know for sure. I'd have to check, but it's possible that it would have to be at the end, because you're not going to know really the cost until it's over.
And what if it goes over budget? What happens then?
Well, the percent applies to the total cost.
It does.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But something also to keep in mind is that there may be a possibility for architectural art. And so we
yes.
would want to know about how much money that would be, because we could say, you know, you're building a swimming pool, but there's a possibility for art within that building,
mm-hmm.
like a tile design,
or something,
whatever.
Yeah,
sure.
I think so.
Would that be traded?
Huh?
Would that be considered part of that
1%? Right.
I would think so.
Because
yes.
if the tilers don't have to do it for the construction of the building.
If it's an enhancement,
it comes out of public art, then it's less out of the
1%.
So that's a good question.
Yes, it would mm-hmm. be part of that 1%.
Okay,
and
that makes sense to me.
And well, that's how I would see it. And I think the architectural art is one of the main things we want to get into.
A tiled wall would then reduce the actual cost of the original project because it's going to be paid for by the percent for art.
If they did an artistic wall, it could be counted as part of the 1%. Does that make sense?
At least the artistic part of it, yes.
Yeah.
So the materials would.
So say the 1% is going to be $1,000,
mm-hmm.
and to instead of putting in a water fountain that's, you know, bought at Kohler, they make some artist creates this beautiful fountain that cost $500, then all they have to kick into the 1% is
$500.
Because they've done the in-kind.
How we go about that, at least my understanding, is we would designate certain sites in the building that we think might hold public art, and then we would do a request for artists, mm-hmm. and they would come with proposals. And we'd have to be pretty quick about that, because you want to do that so that it can be incorporated mm-hmm. when it's architectural mm-hmm. art. Mm-hmm.
So what's going to happen is that's going to go on the ballot, or that's projected to be on the November ballot. And if the voters approve that, I'm thinking that there might want to, we would want to get the work right away.
Yeah.
So and we'd also probably duty, just I'm thinking out loud in terms of the rec department, but when the RFP for the construction was developed, we would want to somehow make note of the 1% in there.
I would think mm-hmm. so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even though we'll probably be doing another thing outside, this committee will, outside of the actual construction RFP, but it just needs to be.
Yeah, I think it needs to be said right.
So that's going to be a big deal. I mean, that could be, if the pool costs, what's it projected to cost?
$1.3 million?
Is it
2.4? I was going to say
$3 million.
$16 million. I was thinking
once they get big,
wow.
I think it's, yeah. I think it's,
well,
like
anyway.
2.4 or something.
But I mean, that's a big.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of money suddenly, mm-hmm. and that's within the next few years.
But you could have a Chihuly thing on the bottom of
it. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Is there an nice. Architectural mock-up of the pool right now?
They have some drawings more of the exterior and how it would fit onto the rec center, and I think the council just approved some money to be
10,
used to kind of,
yeah,
10,000 to update those drawings and kind of be more specific. I think this time they really feel that more specifics, that the public needs to know that a little bit more. So, and the update of costs is what they're looking at as well.
So if there are any, if we could, if I mean, would it be our job to give ideas if we saw the blueprints and the plans or the scale models when it's time, when it's available, for us to be able to brainstorm on ideas like, wow, the fountain, wow, you know, this tile could be a design instead of just one color, to let us have a chance to throw out ideas for.
It's premature.
We do have art procurement, and I see that falling under the category mm-hmm. of procurement.
I think that's where we would have to start our involvement, because somehow we would have to come up with a list mm-hmm. of places that could have or be mm-hmm. art. Somebody has to do that, and I don't think you want the general contractor to do that.
No.
I wouldn't.
No.
So, wouldn't it be fun in the shower areas, the tiles are just
But, you know, at this point, we don't know if there's even going to be a pool.
Okay.
So it still has to be approved by the voters. I suspect this time it will pass with
sure
what's
so.
Happened with the pool recently, and it's nearly
yeah.
2 month closure.
All the problems.
Yeah. So I think it probably has a greater chance, but until November, whatever it is, fifth or sixth, we aren't
going
to
I think it's a good point, though, to make sure that we're in that, or suggesting that as well.
Yes. Ready to go, I think. Don't you, Judy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Will there be a description of what the 1% means, so such that whoever is filling out the RFP understands that it can be either cash or in kind? And then any in kind, you know, that then that's where we get mentioned.
We'll make that happen.
I think that's part of.
I think we need to say this. Yeah, part of our job is to designate
to make sure
places for art
mm-hmm.
in public buildings
mm-hmm.
or construction,
mm-hmm.
and then to procure the art. And how we procure it will probably be different depending on what it
depending
is.
Depending upon the project.
And it might be in our a request for proposals or, mm-hmm. what do they call it, a call for artists. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've seen in the pool the paintings they've done on the walls, and I don't know who, I can't remember, I've been told who's done it, but there's great killer whales and mm. some other things, and just in the foyer area and when you're going into the locker rooms, and they're really great, and they're, you know, on that sweet little pool of ours, but
yeah.
I think something like that even, I mean, although it's not huge money involved, but it's still, it's a wonderful part that they did
yeah.
in there. I love that.
And it brings that together. I think the other thing, too, as we're moving forward and looking on this percent for art, is the business of the money versus the in-kind or what to do. Because part of the intention for the percent for art is that it would give some money, get some money flowing
right.
to this committee so that there are things we can do. Because, you know, a committee with no money you know, there's it's limited what you can do and how you can
we're function.
We have no proposal,
and we have no legitimacy.
Money is power.
Money is power in this structure that we're operating.
It still has to go to council.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
Thank you, though. That's a good reminder.
I'd like to tag something onto that, and that's, you know, this. Every once in a while, I do think like a criminal, but but people who would, you know, say, okay, we're good. Thank you for this suggestion and this requirement to have 1%, and we're going to spend it all on XYZ thing. And, you know, pay some outrageous amount of money for something that's not worth that, to, you know, and kickbacks. And
who would be doing that?
Sure.
I don't understand.
The contractor.
The contractor.
I mean, I
all right, so I'm the contractor, and you're my sister, and I'm going to have you do the tile work.
That doesn't have to come to us?
Yes, it does have to come to us, but what if you say it's going to cost all that 1%? In other words, if we don't say...
Well, then we say no. We don't endorse, we don't recommend it, because it takes up all of it.
Okay.
Isn't that...
Well, I that's what you're saying.
That's the point. That's that point.
That's not what
we need
you're
to
saying.
Noodle, right. I think, yeah. Some more.
Yeah, yeah,
and
I think
that's
you're
why
right.
You know, I mean, it could be tricky.
In my innocence.
Because if a contractor says, no, we're going to do this wall in special glitter paint, and it will add a huge artistic look to the whole,
yes,
place, and all your money is into the god-awful glitter,
right,
paint.
Well, or it could be something, yeah, lovely, but way,
right,
overcharged,
but
because actually it's my, you know.
Is that what in kind means?
But you're not.
Yes. I don't understand the in kind.
But even an in kind contribution is still going to have to be vetted by this committee and,
true,
approved by the council.
True. So I'm just tagging on to what Catherine
but
is saying.
But I mean, like,
we don't, that from the start, we are thinking about it, any 1% divvying has money and an in kind. That it's not just in kind.
Well, what is in kind mean?
I think
in
that's
this
the wrong terminology in this situation.
Okay.
Because it's confusing.
I don't know what it should be.
Explain what you meant by that. Okay. What would in kind be?
What I meant is that instead of this, you know, $1,000, mm-hmm, that's an easy number to add and subtract, that you can't say we're going to, this is what we propose to do with our, with, you're requiring us to spend $1,000 on art, and we're going to spend the whole $1,000 in this way. In kind is, means that you're giving a thing as opposed to cash.
It's in lieu of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more that than
is it mentioned here in our,
no.
Wouldn't that have to be approved by this committee first?
Yes.
Because,
yes.
And okay, that just makes me think that if there is this design for the pool, it seems like this committee would need to work closely with the architect before everything is finalized. Because of these kinds of things, if there's going to be a tile wall and it's not just going to be plain tile, it's going to be a piece of art, then we would have to work with the architect on that, because it's all got to go together in the end,
right?
You know,
mm-hmm. I agree that we could do some things, but
exciting to work with an architect.
But the architects are not going to want to work with us a whole lot.
No.
No. Well, they don't want to work with anybody,
right,
a whole
and
lot.
Actually, right. Architects don't design tile walls. They, yeah, will say, put your tile wall here.
Yeah.
You have this amount of space, and however you choose to do it.
And then
it's
we'll do
be
the call for artists.
It's going to, yeah, be tricky, because we'll be dealing with department heads, too. Like, if I were at the library, building a library, and you're telling me this piece of art is going to go here, I'd be saying, no, we have an art jury. You know,
and
we want to decide that. So,
mm-hmm,
that will need to be made clear that,
right,
it has to,
well,
come through.
Well, I know, and I'm not
school.
Sure what the process was, but when Jim was working on the Coast Park, he has great drawings of what it was going to end up looking like, and it's not exactly there, but, mm-hmm, it sure gave you an impression, an idea of where,
yeah,
they were going to place
some
things.
And art
and
in that.
Lots.
What,
yeah,
what's the Coast Park?
Right by the pack.
Oh,
yeah,
that one, okay.
Yeah, and so there's still things I wish they would add to it, because it's like, oh, those drawings were so amazing, and what I thought they were going to do is like, oh, it's a little different, but still, it gave you a broad sense of what they were talking about, and it was wonderful architectural drawings and stuff. So, and I'm not sure we can, you know, talk with them at what process, you know, how that, at what point they, you kind of jump in there, because it's, you know, we don't need to know every single thing, but there's going to be a point where, yeah, we're going to have to say, okay, when do we step in then and start?
Well, I think what we need to do is talk about, perhaps even at the next meeting, and maybe you can talk to Jim
I
and
will, yeah.
see, you know, what his feelings are on that. But maybe we need to develop a plan at the next meeting or a list of steps and deadlines for this committee in terms of that project, should it go forward?
The pool? That's a good idea.
I mean, just
be specific.
It's an example.
Yeah.
It'll help us figure it
right.
out as
because
well.
Because we are not ready, and we don't know exactly what we need to do when, in working with architects and the department head and on and on
and
on.
That's a really good idea.
And that will also help legitimize. I mean, if we're being proactive, we're not just running and go, hey, you didn't pay attention to us.
Yeah.
You know, if we say, this is where we're going to fit in, this is where you would start to talk
right.
to us. This is,
and we want to work
good.
With you.
Yeah. Right. And it's a community
you know,
pool,
and
so.
I think Catherine will remember this, but after we were made a City of Newport Task Force, Public Art Task Force, we were actually presented with documents that were all about that park. And that artwork. Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm, right.
And also about the turnaround area down in South Beach that takes you to NOAA and that new area down there. There's an area down there that was designated for art. And those were presented to us as projects that were kind of in the works. RFPs. And the third one was downtown. The
city center.
The city center.
The pylon.
Oh. Thing,
and the parking
you know.
Lot. Uh-huh.
So I had, in thinking about this the other day, I was wondering, is there money for that artwork at the park? Do you know?
Coast Park or
yes.
Deco Park?
Coast Park.
I don't know the answer to that. I would
We'd
say it's
ask.
Highly unlikely.
I would guess that nothing has really produced
and
the percent
so,
for art
And so
art
I'm wondering
yet.
If that's, because at that point, Jim was part of our committee, or he was a liaison at that point, and I think he was wanting assistance with that in terms of finding artists to hire to create that kinetic art. It was going to be art that moved and
right.
in the winds. And
well, Judy, can you check with Jim?
Sure. So,
okay, Judy's going to check with
yeah.
Jim.
You know, so, I mean, we might look into... Are there a couple projects that we already should be working on here?
Well, that's what Carla has implied in her letter, and I guess that was my question.
Well, she would be maybe referring to those three projects.
Has any percent for art been set aside yet? And my understanding was no.
No, there hasn't, because there's been
no... Because our coffers are empty.
And there's been no construction.
Well, in the case of Coast Park, art was part of the project... And I'm not sure what's happened with that.
I'm not sure. Well, we'll get an update, but I'm not sure that in the construction of a park, I need to look at that resolution. I'm not sure that when you're talking about parks that the requirement for percent for the arts applies. I would have to look.
I don't know that it would either, but if there is art proposed for that project and Jim would like the Public Art Committee to take it from there and put out the call for artists and that would actually help us put together all of these documents that we need to start putting together
right, in the process
to work through this.
So I should kind of talk to him about is he still looking to do that and if we
is there money for
is there
it
does he have funding
okay.
And then as we are mentioning developing this list of steps and deadlines you know, in one case, you know, for the city pool, you know, that really helps to start setting up some structure on things as we think about steps.
Let's call it the proposed pool just for reality.
For
reality.
Yeah, for the proposed. Thank you.
Just because.
Okay, folks. Well, we are out of time here. We wanted to keep this meeting at an hour and a half. So, some of the things we're just keeping on the agenda and just putting them on hold. So,
number eight, I would love to be able to talk about the next time.
We'll bring it next time, and I'll also bring the information that the planning department is going to be including with the private building permit application.
Terrific.
Thank you.
And so, how many Thursdays are there in May?
In May, there are
five. You know, I'm wondering if this committee needs to schedule a work session. It seems to me like we have an awful lot of things to talk about, and
it's
already been presented with things that we weren't able to deal with. But we are able to do that, isn't that correct?
Mm-hmm.
That we can have a work session. And is that open to the public or closed?
Oh, it's open. All of our meetings are open.
As long as a certain number of us are in the same room.
Right.
At the same bus stop.
Okay, quit coming.
Our first success.
Okay, so as we set our next meeting date, the third Thursday in May would be the May 16th.
Yeah. I think I'm going to be out of town that day. I'm just saying.
Are you asking if we could make that a work session?
No. Okay. I'm suggesting
a separate
that maybe this committee needs to set up maybe a couple work sessions in the next couple months just so that we can move along a little
bit.
Like
a good idea.
Instead of an hour and a half meeting, a nice chunk of time where we actually drill down.
And, you know, and I think that's possible in a couple of months. As you say, after we get some more of these things that we're working on here, so we have some more documents to look at to kind of then get into the depth on. Does that sound okay?
Retreat.
The first official document here. Well, not official.
I know.
But we're working on getting so it's May 16th then, and we hope you can come, but if you can't, Karen,
why? It depends on,
okay.
You know,
all right.
Same
impending
time.
Death,
9 o'clock, and
hopefully we'll be in conference room A. But there, because of that workshop, it was a conflict today.
So,
Well, you know, and this is a fine room, and I like the size of it for this group. Mm-hmm. But when we have 16 guests, that's what was happening.
Yeah, that many guests.
No.
Oh,
no,
I guess you have two or three or four, and then they're crammed around this table.
And we don't want them at the table.
That's right.
Them over there.
Right.
So
we've had...